I remember my mom telling me that I needed to do well in school and get good grades in school or I would become a trash man. Now, I don't know why she picked on trash men. Why those these guys, these poor guys, you know, were the bottom of the heap for whatever reason. They seem to do honorable work to me. You know, if it weren't for them, man, we would have a real problem. We would have trash stacked up all over the place. So they perform a valuable service to our culture and our communities. So I don't think that picking on trash men is the right idea. But I remember having that thought. First of all, I remember the first time she brought it up. Now, you better do well in school or you're going to be, you know, a garbage man. And my little brain started thinking, well, what's wrong with that? Like, so? Like, I never thought of what I was going to be. What do you mean be? You think I'm going to be that guy? Like, I'm going to be that? Like, that's who I will be, a trash man? Is that how this works? And if I want to be something great, I had better do well in school. If I wanted to be somebody, a somebody in the world, if I wanted to be happy, then I needed to be something other than what I am to become that. And that fallacy is the lesson, I think, that the vast majority of kids get growing up. And it's that concept that destines us to some level of misery in our lives, because it tells us from the very beginning that you can't be yourself. You can't be you. You can't depend on who you are on the inside to be a valuable member of our society. You're gonna have to change. You're gonna have to do something to become something else. You're gonna have to put on a uniform. You're gonna have to put on a mask, put on a suit. You're gonna have to put on this facade in order to operate in the world as we know it, because you aren't good enough. That's the message. That's the message. And so we do that. And it condemns us all to misery. It condemns every one of us to misery. Because at some point in our lives, if we're lucky, we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna go, what the hell am I doing with my life? It took me to about age 50 to figure it out. Hopefully, younger guys listening to this won't wait so long. There is an authentic you inside there. If you've been listening to all of the algorithmic crap from Cultural Life 1.0, then it may be hard to reconnect with that authentic self. But it's only from that place of authenticity can you really find fulfillment and happiness in your life. For me, it required that I strip away everything that I created, everything. My job, my career, my home, my marriage, everything. I had to get down to bare bone where there was nothing left to lose. I had gotten almost to that point. I still had my dogs and I still had my daughters, but I had lost everything else. I had no money, no retirement money, nothing. I had nothing, zero. I had basically enough money to survive from day to day. Maybe if I was lucky. I had gotten to that point where I felt like there was nothing left to lose. And only from that place was I able to come to terms with who my authentic self was and the way I wanted to live my life for me and not for anyone else. Not to achieve anything from anyone else's perspective, but only to achieve the fulfillment of doing whatever it is I wanted to do in that moment. It was not about the future. It was not about pleasing anybody else. It was not about attracting some woman. It was not about status. It was not about any of that. It was just about being happy right here, right now, in this moment. That's all it was. That's all I wanted to do, was just to feel a sense of fulfillment in this single moment. And by stripping away everything and being left with nothing to lose, I was able to come to terms with who I am and what I love to do, and I did it. I just did it. And I never thought about what the future held. I never thought about my retirement. I never thought about attracting another woman. I never thought about getting married again. I just thought about every single moment how grateful I was to have the opportunity to help the people I was helping, like in the gym, you know, with my health coaching, with the training, with all that stuff. And just to look into those people's eyes and to see the gratitude that they were experiencing by their connection to me. It was through that experience that I was able to find my authenticity, because in living my life from that moment to moment basis, where I was no longer thinking forward and I wasn't really thinking backward, I was just trying to live in this single moment, I found myself. And that was the greatest discovery. You know, and I've talked a little bit in the past about how sometimes I think my wife, my ex-wife, leaving me was the greatest gift she could have given me. And it was, because it was the final linchpin of me losing everything. And once she was gone, there was no reason for me to be the guy that was wearing the facade, that was putting on the act, was trying to be somebody. You know, trying to do something to be somebody. It was in that moment that I could then finally just be me. And that opened the door to fulfillment in my life, like I never would have guessed. I wish I could give you guys a step-by-step process for finding your own authentic perspective, your own authentic self in the world. I don't know that losing everything it's necessary or advisable. I don't know that I want you to just cash in your chips and say, yeah, I'm gonna give all my stuff away, or I'm gonna turn my world upside down in order to achieve that. I think you can do it without that. I don't think you need to lose everything, you know, to be broke and to be divorced to find it. I think that you can do it without that. But I do think that it requires that you get quiet and do some reflection, some serious reflection on your life, and to figure out if the life you're living is truly your life. Is this the life that you chose for you because of who you really are? Or is this the life that was laid out before you and you chose it to please them?